From the Behavioral Health Division.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into 2014 professional services contracts for the Behavioral Health Division. This item is also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
All right. Good morning, Mr. Kubitschek.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, before you are two contracts that we are looking to execute. Actually, one is to execute in 2014 and one is to extend in 2014. The first contract is Critical Management Solutions. They are our Joint Commission consultant. We are looking to apply for Joint Commission in the course of 2014, and this is an extension of that contract to, so that a company can see us through to that application. The second contract is for psychiatrist services of a psychiatrist to come in and work on our long-term care units and in our acute unit. One of our acute units, 43A, our intensive treatment unit, we are in need of that service. He has been in the employment of the Behavioral Health Division in the past. He was also employed by a contract through another contracted provider. He wishes to come back but contract directly with the Behavioral Health Division. So we are asking for approval of these two contracts.
Okay. Supervisor Weishaar.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Could I just make a recommendation, I guess, for the future that I would prefer that we have separate contracts on this rather than a resolution where we approve two things. I think that I'd just like to keep things sort of like everything in its own lane rather than getting things lumped together. I don't have a we'll go forward today, but in the future if we could just ask that these be separated in to separate resolutions and items in the future.
Madam Chair, Supervisor, that's fine. We have no
okay.
problem with that.
All right. Good. Supervisor Stemper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Kubitschek, I know we discussed positions or psychiatric assistance being needed. Will this Dr. Clark fulfill the need, or will there still be some, some more work that needs to be done, right?
Help.
It's just a help, right?
Yeah. Well, we still could use additional coverage on the long-term care units as well. This will fill the acute inpatient psychiatric needs. So, but there still will be some needs on our long-term care units, and I believe there's still also some positions in the crisis area that have yet to be filled. But this will help significantly.
Okay. We may be discussing this earlier, but do we have a like an estimate or a number of what's needed as far as positions and help? Unless we discuss that, are we discussing that later?
We in agenda setting we didn't discuss this.
Talking about today. Are we discussing that later on?
Bear with me. We have 3.5 total psychiatry positions.
And what would be full capacity?
In terms of the cumulative number?
Mm-hmm. Because, in those reports, it seems like it's due to lack of psychiatric help or treatment or supervision. So, I don't know, how many are we missing?
We're down 3.5 positions in the budget out of a total. I don't have the total
number.
All right.
You can tell me later. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Anything further? All right. Hearing that.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Just to clarify, and I missed. Just came back in the room, so
yeah.
I apologize. So we're on number 5, but we are there's still the chance to still debrief that report and the other items, I think. I hear Russell Stapper.
Yeah, he said.
You had some questions on the report on that item.
Well, this is just regarding the contract right here for psychiatric services. But okay. I want to see if this related is related to later on regarding the DRW report.
I see. Okay.
But just real quick, Dr. Clark, was he like contracted annually in the past? Has he been contracted? Because you said he's coming back. He's coming back, right?
Not specifically. He was contracted through another entity. Mm-hmm. He's coming back for the same amount of that old contract, but it's a contract with. A contract with him specifically.
Right, but he was with BHD before, right?
We're
bringing him back. He's familiar with Milwaukee County, okay.
Very much so.
Okay. Supervisor Stomper, you all set?
The doctor in the back, the nice man, I forget his name. What's the guy you just asked? What's his name?
Dr. Harding.
Is Dr. Harding and Dr. Clark the same type of doctors? Similar?
They're both psychiatrists.
Okay.
Dr. Harding just is our medical director.
Right, okay.
So,
and he's leaving, right?
He's leaving.
No.
So rumor has it. But.
All right, well, is he coming up here today so we can try to persuade him
to stay?
Yeah.
Let's move on.
He doesn't want to stay.
Hey, don't cut me off, though, Mel.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mel.
Let's be respectful.
I did not cut you off.
All right.
Okay. So don't make that statement.
Let's maintain order here.
Yeah, maintain order.
And when someone's usually the king of heckling people, we don't want to cut off other people there. All right. Supervisor Semper, you are all set?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Supervisor Bowen.
What did I do?
You said come on.
All
right. I don't need anything answered right now.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Okay. Is there anything further on this item? Okay.
Yeah, move.
We do. Okay. Supervisor Stemper has moved approval. So we do have a motion for approval. We also have a request from Supervisor Wyshon, which I heard the department say was no problem, that in the future these contracts would come before us separately. All right. On item number 5, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend this item for adoption prevails.
All right. Supervisor Bowen asks unanimous consent.